This hour's news update is sponsored by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M-Ward 42. Call them at 989-375-2391. That's Elkton Motorsports, 989-375-2391. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Huron County is taking proactive steps to address surplus prescription drugs with a special event this Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Residents are encouraged to participate in a drive to safely dispose of unwanted medications. Quote, this special day of collection is because of a partnership with the DEA in an effort to reduce surplus prescription drugs that are commonly found in our households, remarked Kelly J. Hansen, Huron County Sheriff. The drop-off point at the sheriff's office, located at the main entrance off South Street, ensures accessibility for all county residents. Quote, unfortunately, we're only able to take pills and patches, but not items such as syringes or inhalers, Sheriff Hansen explained. However, we will also accept vape pens and other e-cigarette devices as long as the batteries are removed. Devices with non-removal batteries cannot be accepted. Now, since January 3rd of 2011, the county office has collected unwanted prescription drugs during regular business hours with the overwhelming community support of around 2,300 individuals contributing nearly 1,925 pounds of medications. For those unable to participate on Saturday, disposal services are available during regular business hours. Residents can contact the county office for more information. Communities across three local counties gathered for the annual pinwheel planting ceremony at the Huron County Building. This event, held in honor of Child Abuse Prevention Month, featured volunteers planting bright blue pinwheels, symbolizing hope for a better future for children. Reflecting on the ceremony, Caitlin Stone Weber, future director of the Children's Advocacy Centers of CAN Council, highlighted the significance of the pinwheels as symbols of child abuse prevention. She emphasized that each pinwheel planted represents a commitment to advocating for every child's rights and well-being. Sharon Norman, CAN Council Prevention Coordinator, stressed the importance of initiating conversations about child abuse prevalence, early intervention, and support resources. She urged attendees to pledge to be advocates for change and champions for every child's safety and well-being. The concept of community responsibility resonated strongly during the ceremony, with attendees recognizing the collective effort needed to create a safe environment for children. Huron County Prosecutor Tim Rutkowski emphasized the role of community involvement in the fight against child abuse and neglect, urging everyone to contribute through volunteering, advocating for policy change, supporting prevention programs financially, or simply being a supportive presence in a child's life. And dozens of the children of Flint, Michigan's lead-contaminated water crisis have turned their trauma into advocacy 10 years after it began. Now, as teenagers and young adults, they're providing input on public health initiatives, campaigning for social issues, distributing filters, and providing free water testing for homeowners. The crisis was set in motion April 25th of 2014, when the city of Flint halted the flow of water supplied by Detroit for decades. Flint still struggles with issues like population loss, poverty, and school achievement, but young activists say they hope to make a difference and defy those expectations. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
You'd never go to a restaurant where they only had one item on the menu. And you'd never hire a mechanic with just one tool in his rollaway. Nobody knows what you want or need like you. That's why Honda offers 8 models in their 4-Trax all-terrain vehicle lineup. See these ATVs at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. Every Honda Rancher is loaded with features you want, like a powerful engine, Wide front drive shaft guards, a spacious front utility compartment, and an easy-to-use reverse system. And the Ranchers all come with front and rear tracks that incorporate Honda's ProConnect system so you can swap accessories fast with no tools needed. You can even get models with Honda's automatic dual-clutch transmission, so cruise on over to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and check out a Honda Rancher today, and you'll see why life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read their owner's manual.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Federal wildlife officials have decided not to place lake sturgeon on the endangered species list, ensuring annual spearing seasons in Wisconsin and Michigan can continue. The Center for Biological Diversity petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2018 to list the prehistoric fish as endangered or threatened, arguing the creatures have been excessively harvested and their habitats have been deteriorating due to dam construction, water pollution, and water diversions. The agency announced on Monday that a lake sturgeon don't need protections under the Endangered Species Act. Officials said that sturgeon stocking programs have led to population growth and returned sturgeon to the areas where they had vanished. And out of air and pinned by an alligator to the bottom of the Copper River in South Carolina, Will Georgitis decided his only chance to survive might be to lose his arm. Georgitis told the Post and Courier of Charleston. He put his feet on the alligator and pushed as hard as he could. He says he somehow ripped his arm out of the alligator's jaws instead of it off. Georgitis was attacked on April 15th as he surfaced. He says he has seen gators before in the 30 or 40 times he dived in that spot, but never had one come after him. Georgitis suffered a broken arm and has tons of staples from the wounds. And a beloved zoo ostrich named Karen has died after swallowing a staff member's keys. The Topeka Zoo and Conservation Center announced the bird's death in a social media post on Friday. The zoo said the ostrich had reached past her exhibit's fence and grabbed, then swallowed an employee's keys. Zoo staff consulted with experts nationwide for help, but ultimately euthanized the adored ostrich. Karen had been at the zoo since March of 2023. The zoo said it undertook an investigation and is, quote, taking appropriate actions regarding the team member involved, unquote. The zoo also says it will review and enhance its safety protocols for its animals. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's news update is sponsored by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. That's Elkton Motorsports, 989-375-2391.